Summer is rolling to a close, and we've got several events to help you get ready for school.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. We have the best darn folks you'll ever know, makes living really grand.
It's time for Act Locally Waco on the radio. I'm Caitlin Mills with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
So what's happening this week in Waco, Ashley?
Well, tomorrow is tax-free shopping day and also free fare day on Waco Transit. So that will hopefully inspire you to get started on your back-to-school shopping. If you have kids in Waco ISD, don't miss Family Fun Fest tomorrow morning. Head out to either Waco High or University High from 9 to noon for free food and entertainment, giveaways, health screenings, all kinds of information about school necessities and activities, free school supplies while they last. It's a perfect warm-up for the new school year. And tomorrow afternoon, the Syntex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, One Fellowship Church, and numerous other organizations, businesses, and sponsors are hosting a community-wide back-to-school celebration at Richland Mall from 3 to 5.
The event will include games, family activities, and backpacks for school-age kids.
The Dr. Pepper Museum invites you to stop by tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to make your own upcycled pencil case using empty soda boxes.
This event is included in general admission and will be held on the first floor of the Artesian Manufacturing and Bottling Company building. And tomorrow night, you are invited to an evening in the Wild West benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of Waco.
The night will include dinner, drinks, dancing, and casino games. Proceeds will help the Boys and Girls Club of Waco provide membership, scholarships, supplies, a new van, and upgrades to their facilities. Tickets to Wild West Casino Night are $150.
The event starts at 6 p.m. at the Baylor Club in McLean Stadium.
Also, a quick look at the art scene. On Monday, check out free indie movie night at the Hippodrome, thanks to the Deep in the Heart Film Festival. This week, you get to see a pair of free movies. The first is The Shakeup. It examines the Medicaid freeze of 2013 and its devastating effects on the mental health landscape in New Mexico. The second is a short documentary called Let Them Know You're There. It follows former NBA star Jim Tucker as he and his wife work their way through Jim's battle with Alzheimer's.
The movies start at 7 p.m., and as a special treat, the filmmaker is scheduled to attend.
On Wednesday, the Central Texas Watercolor Society will host artist Ann Winchester. Ann specializes in commissioned portraits, and she will demonstrate portrait painting at the meeting. Attendees should bring their paint supplies with them to practice using her techniques as they paint a portrait along with her. The event will be free for first-time attendees.
The group will meet from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Episcopal Church of the Holy Spirit on Wooded Acres.
There's a lot on the Waco McLennan County Library calendar as usual. The Books and Brews Traveling Book Club for Adults meets at Pinewood Public House on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m.
They will be discussing Our Lady of the Prairie by Thisbe Nissen.
And Thursday is Dungeons and Dragons night at West Library on Bosque. This will be a great opportunity for beginners to get into the game. Participants will have a chance to learn the basic rules of play, and all rules, dice, and character sheets will be provided. Play starts at 6:30.
Tomorrow morning, Waco Walks is hosting a guided tour of Cameron Park Zoo.
The zoo is a true jewel of Waco, and this is your chance to get to know it well. Even frequent zoo visitors will learn something new. Admission will be $7. We will meet inside the front gate at 9 a.m. No dogs this time, please. See you there.
And on Thursday, come back to the zoo to get in touch with your inner witch or wizard and find your fantastic beast using the Wizards Unite app.
Come to the zoo to experience an enchanting night with two fortresses and over 20 stops. The animals will be on exhibit, food will be available, and each house will have a chance to win an exclusive behind-the-scenes experience. The zoo does not have Wi-Fi, so be sure to download and set up the Wizards Unite app before you come. Tickets in advance are $5, and tickets at the gate will be $10.
Well, thank you, Ashley, for bringing these events, as always, to the KWBU studios. It sounds like it's going to be a busy week.
Well, thank you, Caitlin. My pleasure.